KLK Mobile.
It's much better. KA3JCA. KO4HDX.
In here. I'm in my personal truck now. Morning, Patrick. Morning, Richard.
The first night go.
It was fine. I did not get sleepy at all, which was amazing. But I did get stuck in an accident down at the 139 mile marker in Georgia. I sat there for an hour.
It was only an hour. I mean, it could have been worse.
You've been. But I should be getting off a little bit earlier than this. So we'll see how it goes. And just little things were going wrong, you know, that all happened at one time. You know how that happens.
You don't have to jump off. I got a customer coming in. So I'm going to say 7-3 for now. Have a safe trip on into the house. KO4HKX. I'll be clear, guys.
Have a good day. And 4ZLK. Go ahead, Richard.
See you, Patrick.
Yes, Shane. Sally just left for work about 5 minutes ago. She just missed you. But she did tell me to tell you, have a good day's sleep.
Tell her hello. And I'm going to go home and try to sleep. We'll see what happens. It'll take me a week or so to get back on the schedule.
This week, or is it for like a period of like 3 or 6 months?
6 months, and then I can decide if I want to do it again or do something else.
At least they don't put you on a shift or and then leave you stuck there.
Right. We got the option of changing, and we don't have to stay in the one spot for years or even... You know, 1 year would be a long time if you didn't like it.
I worked shift work for quite a few years. The 7-3, 3-11, 11-7. Can we try to get them to let us work the same shift as the officers, 24 hours or 12-hour shifts? Like 2 on, 2 off, or 4 on, 4 off. But they didn't want us, they kept their excuse was they didn't want us to get too close to the officers.
They're that way, aren't they?
Buddy, when I first started, the police chief lasted like 5 or 6 years. But when I didn't retire, but I left and moved to Florida to get away from shift work. It seems like they went through police chief every 2 years after that. I moved to Florida and took the job, and back when I first started, police chiefs would last 5 or 6 years, but then it seems like when I moved, they were only lasting every 2 years. It's like every 2 years they were changing chiefs.
In relation to what job was it?
Police department and shift work.
Missed the first part about the police department.
Yeah, I enjoyed shift work. It was nice. I liked the shift differential that was paid with it, but it could become tiring and hectic on your body.
To get used to a routine, then when you change it up a lot, it's hard on it. Of course, I think working at night is harder on it than working in the day anyway.
Yeah, but at the same time, I loved working the 11 to 7 shift because it seemed like there was more activity there than there was during the daytime. The daytime, you had all the office people running around. At night, it just seemed like the activity was more outside the building on the roads and the neighborhoods.
Most of the departments around here now do 12-hour shifts. They don't do the 8-hour shifts like they used to.
Yeah, do they do that for the dispatchers too, or just the officers?
I think the daughter of a guy I work with works for Simpsonville, and I think she works 12 hours. I don't know if she's a dispatcher. I think she works 911, but I think she works a 12-hour shift. I could be wrong, but I thought I heard that.
That's nice. Yeah, I think it took a while for change, but it just seems like the younger officers that made it up the rank realized what the dispatchers went through, and things changed over time, but it wasn't changing fast enough for me, so after 12 years I left.
Military, police experience in the military, or law enforcement in the military?
Years active duty in administration, and then I went from there to, I was a dispatcher for 12 years.
Dispatcher, I was thinking you were out on the streets working as a police officer.
Personally, I would have loved to have done that, but I had lost my leg less than 6 months after the military. He became an amputee, so there was no chance of passing the physical for the police officer.
Could it happen that long ago? Yeah, that would be hard to pass that physical.
Back then, they required you to do the running test and a bunch of other stuff.
And some of the standards have changed, are you?
A little bit.
Probably the average person couldn't pass them, so they kind of have to adjust to the society, I guess.
Yeah, I think the requirement, like you said, adjusted because of the situation, and especially I would venture to say now with COVID, they're looking for more and more people to accept jobs. I don't know if you saw the news here in South Carolina recently, they just lowered the age limit, I think it was, to 18 for a correctional officer. They can't carry a weapon, but they can work in the prison system.
I don't think they carry weapons anyway unless they got special duty, but most of them are unarmed.
It may have been something else. It was in the news how they, I guess, they started some training at the high school or whatever, got people interested so that when they turn 18, they can work at the prison, like in fingerprinting and booking.
It'd be hurting because I've seen several billboards and I've been hearing ads on the radio to come work for the correctional department. So it sounds like they must be hurting for people.
Everybody is. And then nowadays, trying to get somebody to work, they'd rather stay home and collect unemployment because it seems like they make more money out of unemployment than they would working.
Change a few politicians, maybe we can fix that problem. And for ZLK.
So, have you ever had poison ivy shade?
That's never seemed to bother me.
Good morning, man, 4IQ Mobile.
Bill, KA3JC in the group.
It is Bill. You got a good memory. You have to remind me of your name. Shane there. Just want to say good morning. I'm not that far, probably a little more than 5 minutes from my destination.
It's Richard.
Okay, Richard. All right. Well, I was reading the mail a little bit on y'all. Don't have much to offer, but I guess one comment I could say that's probably very true. People rather stay home, and the way the system is now, you know, you can make more money not working. That's my 2 cents. And I could add a lot. I'm not. So I'm going over to the pool like I normally do a couple of days a week during the week. Try to kind of limber up my old joints here. Beautiful day. Yesterday was really pretty. Oh my goodness. I spent time outside working on antennas. Got one tree down so I could have more space to put up an antenna that I already had up. So that's what I did yesterday, and recorded a couple football games on Saturday, so I watched one, and I record them two ways. I have over-the-air recorder, then I can record off my cable or receiver. that, that when I'm on the radio, and it's fairly close to that TV, and some channels have blanked it out. Well, they're on my recordings over the air. So I had the plane and said, why didn't it record it? It kept, well, long story, but anyway, it's my fault, stupidity. But I didn't get to record the Clemson game. That went in two overtimes, which I missed. But anyway, I guess, to you, Shane, and for AQ.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you're trying to record something and then you get on the radio, too. Makes it difficult. I did a little work outside yesterday, ran a couple of errands, then I tried to take a nap. I changed shifts at work. I'm running a route at nighttime now, so I'm headed home now to go to bed. So I took a little nap yesterday afternoon. Got about an hour of sleep, but had a good night, so I'm headed home now. Going to try to get some sleep. And 4ZLK, go ahead, Richard.
Well, Bill, I'm with you. I could add a whole lot to that conversation there about working, but I'll keep it clean here. Good Shane, I know you're almost over, getting close to it, so I want to definitely say have a good day's rest also. I know Sally told you that, but I'll give you the same blessing there. Hopefully you'll won't get disturbed by your grandchild. So, alrighty, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to lay back down here. And Bill, it was good talking to you, sir. And hopefully we'll catch you out here again. KA3JTA. Hey, Richard. Hey, Shane. And I think I caught the tail end of your conversation about shift work. Like I said, I was reading the mail. But now I understand why you brought that up. And hopefully you can stay on the shift long enough to get used to it. My wife, when I was in school, worked shift work. And they had rotating shifts. And everybody hated that. Just hated it. I don't think that's a popular thing to do anymore. So I'll say 33s as well, because I'm just down the street from it. And I've got 15 minutes to get in the pool. I'm running later than usual, so I just go ahead and say 73s now. But you guys have a great day. Enjoy the nice weather. And maybe we'll talk to you all later in the week, hopefully. And for IQ.
Good morning. And Richard, you too. Have a good morning. Hope you get some rest. We'll talk to both of you later. And for ZLK Mobile.
Yep. JCA.
Access Mobile listening.